What's Hot, What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, again, looking at what's hot, I think it's going to be kind of the same as what we said last Monday.
You know, I think it is. You know, we're still looking at cotton being a very strong market, you know, on the idea that, you know, acres could go down and, you know, demand is helping. So cotton continues to be pretty strong. Soybean oil, of course, with the EPA coming out and the renewable fuels and the biofuels numbers coming out on Friday. Of course, bean oil continues to be a very strong market. Crude, because of the war in Iran, continues to be very strong. You know, still up in that $94 a barrel area. And then we look at the dollar and corn. They continue to be the strong markets. Corn, of course, seeing some spillover from the stronger energy markets, but also because of the idea that we're going to see lower acres. Of course, USDA coming out with their prospective plantings report on Tuesday, tomorrow, and that certainly will give this market some direction as well. But right now, the expectation is that we're going to see lower corn acres, and that is that is helping.
So what are we seeing as far as what is not hot? What's the bottom of the barrel here right now?
Well, right now, the bottom of the barrel continues to be the metal markets. It seems like everybody's, you know, kind of exiting out of those markets, and they are continuing to see some pressure. The Dow Jones continues to be under a little bit of pressure, you know, because of the uncertainty with the war and with inflation going up. That continues to be under some pressure. So those are the markets that continue to struggle. The one, you know, of course, we've got the Hogs and Pigs report that came out on last Thursday. That was friendly to the market. That should help support the hogs. But now we're looking at, you know, as far as, you know, wheat and soybeans, they can kind of continue to be in the middle of the range, looking for a little bit of direction. More acres in wheat or in soybeans is pressuring that. But, of course, the meeting with Xi and Trump helped support the market. Wheat is following weather.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.